Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
My. I'm Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Neighborhood. We have an awesome show planned for you today. It's entitled, It Doesn't Take a Man to Raise a Boy for Manhood. But we're going to try to get the show started off with trying to play some music to kind of get us kind of warmed up. And I want you to just kind of listen to just a minute or two. We do not own the rights to the music, but we still want to be able to play something that kind of gets us to the point where we're ready.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. But sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
My, we don't own the rights to that song, but we wanted to just play a little bit of it. And that's what it's all about, delivering us from where we are. We started with a series about 2.5 months ago entitled How to Prepare Boys for a Healthy Relationship. Now we're down to the point we talked about fatherhood, and we're moving to the whether or not it's going to take really, really, can a mother raise a boy so he'll be ready for fatherhood? And the title of our show, It Doesn't Take a Man to Raise a Boy for Fatherhood. And we see that in our homes. Over 83% of our one-parent homes are led by females. And they are mothers because they are pillars. They have nowhere to go. They're the foundation. But fathers, I'm calling and challenging you out. We talked about it the last 2 or 3 shows at 1 o'clock. We talked about you understanding what fatherhood is all about. Understanding what your role is because you're truly a pillar and you need to be there. You can't disappear. You can't not only be an absent father, Father, don't be a missing father. And we got to make sure we understand that. We want you to be a part of the show. The call-in number to be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure we get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. We'll identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number that asks you to offer your location along with your expertise. If you want to check us out on the web, if you just want to hear the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Now, if you want to email us to share some things with us, you can. You can go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. You can check us out there, or you can use LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. If you want to check us out on Instagram, we will partner with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And we thank those brothers for taking an opportunity to allow us to be a partner, WBSW Internet Talk Radio, to be a partner with them so we can get the word out through their vessel. Again, thank you, brothers of Greenville, Alabama, for giving us this opportunity and partnering with us to make sure we get the word out so we can help someone. Let this be a vessel to somebody in life. They can move forward. If not, it awaken them so they can be the best they can be. We're all about our hashtag, make it do when it do. But on top of that, hashtag responsible. And we're asking all of those fathers to be responsible. Let's not turn it over to the mothers and ask them to do this. Sometimes it's the grandmothers. We're moving forward. It might be the auntie. It's time for you to step up and do what you're supposed to do. And we want you to be a part of, as well as on Instagram, as you mentioned, the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Also, we have an Instagram opportunity where you can connect with us at Larissa D. Smith 15 at WBSW_internet_radio at Coach Dr. Larissa D. Smith 15. And also, if you want to check us out through Twitter, you can tweet the show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at The Smith Wave Production, at Larissa D. Smith 15. You have that great opportunity to connect with us. See, we also have a YouTube channel, which is The Smith Wave Production. So you got so many ways to connect. Now, if you want to check out our episodes, we have 399. Today will be 399 episodes, starting back to 2017, to where we're being blessed to be where we are today. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can check it out through our radio station, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can check out all of our shows. Just type that in when you go to Blog Talk Radio. It'll pop up all of our episodes, and you can be a part of it. Also, you can check us out on Facebook. We go back and have our on-demand episodes on Facebook. You can have a chance to check it out. Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Google+. And you have an opportunity to go back and check all our shows out. And we thank you for all the support that's being shown for WBSW Internet Talk Radio Station. We're just trying to do what God blessed us to do. It's a vision that began to even prosper and grow every day, but it's because of you, because of the watchers and the listeners on Facebook, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much. WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 18 countries, including the United States. Bordering the northern part of the United States, you have a country that you can't even go over at this point because the borders are closed. Only if you are essential, you can go to Canada. But just think about, you can listen to what's going on there, and they can hear what we're talking about through WBSW Internet Talk Radio. So we thank you, the listeners in Canada, then the south of the borders. You have listeners in Mexico. We can, you know, we're truly talking about in Mexico. There are listeners checking it out. In some point, to interpret it so it can be heard in Spanish. And it's all about making sure you do what you can do and make a difference in our lives. Now, let's look at our title. We got an awesome show we want to talk about. It's a follow-up from Tuesday, when we talked about this truly, truly about fatherhood. We want to come today. It doesn't take a man to raise a boy for fatherhood. I'm going to have some challenges because some people say a man can only show exactly what a boy should do. But, you know, when you're talking really, I'm going to kind of make it easy for you. We're talking about the mother and the father being the pillar to help developing our boys. Emotional, social, physical, spiritual, financial well-being. And it takes someone that's going to give 100% of their time. If you're not going to give 100% of the time, step back and get out the way. We had a statement we made the other day. Meet father, step up, and show up. Now, are you willing to do that? But I'm truly telling you, if you're not willing to step up, step back. Get out of the way because the father figure can come in any form. The father figure can come to seeing individuals in your schools, seeing individuals in your church, seeing schools and individuals in professional position. It's many ways a role can be played and played right. You don't have to literally say that the only way this boy can be raised, he has to have that father in his life. Too many of our homes, as I said earlier, we have 83% of our homes are single parent homes. And 83% of those single parent homes, truly, what you believe is headed by females. And that means mothers, the pillar. So the truth, can a mother truly raise a son to be a father or be prepared for fatherhood? Yes, she can. The things we ask a father to do, first of all, show and give 100% of love to their child all the time. If you can't give that to them, you are hindering them from growing to be where they can be. So it's all about love. Because, see, when you talk about giving 100% of your love to you, that means learning with love, showing with love, loving with love. And, see, that's what we need in our culture. We need that in our communities. Because we talk about the black culture and how we are failing because fathers are not willing to step up. Because the mothers are to the point because of the love and the nurture that they have in their heart, their soul, that they're going to take care of their children. Now, fathers, let's not sit up here and complain what we can and we can't do. You're not doing it. If you know you're not doing it, step up and show out. If you can't step up and you can't show out, then you need to step up and get out the way. So I said step back will be pretty much and let somebody who's willing to do it, because both of your mothers and fathers are pillars. They are pillars to the development of our children. So if you're not ready to be the pillar, giving 100% of love all the time to your son or your daughter, are you leading with love? Are you showing love? Are you doing that? If you're not capable of, because you don't understand what love is and what love does, then expect to step back and get out of the way. Because you know what? They're going to learn. They may not learn from you, but they're going to learn from some father figure out there, the ones that role model for them. That be their coach, their teacher, maybe their preacher, maybe the politician, maybe on television, wherever it may be, that child is going to learn how what a man role will be. Now, it can be a positive role or a negative role. So you ask yourself, truly ask yourself, can a mother be a father figure? You ask yourself that, because despite all the discussion and the term the father figure and the role of father figure, it's not just limited to biological parents of a person, especially a child. It comes from an uncle. It comes from a grandfather. It comes from an elder brother. It comes from a family friend. And it comes from the others I just mentioned. It is so important that we understand that the term mother figure refers to the older woman. See, that's truly is not what the focus is, because the mother is the pillar as well as the father as a pillar. So the figure is that it don't have to be biological, that person. And so mothers can fill that role. Because, see, one of the things that a mother is left with when the father become absent or missing, she's left, or the grandmother in a lot of cases. You know, they're left with providing, protecting, giving that child a feel of security, give them love 100% of the time, discipline with love, showing them what direction to go. They're doing so many things that a father who's not around is being done. See, they are the teacher, they're the role model. They read to their children. See, they show affection. That is what a mother. So we ask, can a mother be the father figure? Not literally be the father figure, but she can do the things that a father should be doing. When he can't do them and he's not around, somebody got to do it. So the closest one to him or her, she sees is that mother who's a pillar, who's hanging on by the string of thread sometimes. But they hanging on. The old saying said they hold on and don't let go. No, we're beyond, reach beyond the break. And that's what mothers are doing. They're reaching beyond the break, and they're making sure their sons are prepared to have healthy relationships. So we can't say a mother can't be a father figure. The mother, at a lot of times, has to be father figure and the mother figure. So fathers, don't play the game. The real game is not letting other people write your narrative. Just because the court system say you can only come 2 weekends, that's a jurisdiction. You can do as much time because your sons, your children need you 100% in regards to love. You got to love them, and you have to be able to love them. You can't be afraid to love them. If you don't know how to love, then you're going to fail in your own relationships. It's hard to have a healthy relationship when self-love is not there. See, you have to love yourself first before you love somebody else. We want you to be a part of the call. Call in. Number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure we get you on the line so you can share your thoughts and share your ideals in regards to your how you see the situation. The title is, It Doesn't Take a Man to Raise a Boy, but Fatherhood. The mother being a pillar can do the same thing. However, the father figure can be a uncle, can be a older brother, a grandfather, a family friend, or other individuals that's in that young man's life. He can see the role being done and practiced and preserved by that man or that father figure. So a mother can. A mother can be the father figure. Not literally the father figure, but literally as a figure that shows him the things that a father should be showing his son. If you're absent, you need to come up back. But we want to make sure you call in, as I said, 347-857-4192. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. But I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, that should be your location, and then share your expertise, your thoughts on this. Truly, truly, I want you to think about this. It doesn't take a man to raise a boy for manhood or for fatherhood. For fatherhood. Just keep in mind, a lot of our boys come out of single parents' homes, which is led by that pillar of a mother. Everything they learn about responsibility, providing and protecting, giving that child a feeling of security because they saw their mother do that for them, showing them love and nurturing come from their mother. So fathers, we have to step up. If we can't step up and show out, then we need to step up or either step up and step back. One or the other. I know that sounds crazy. Just step up and say, I can't do it. I got to get back. Or I'm going to step up and I'm going to show you what it's all about. So that mother won't have all those on her shoulders. Or that grandmother. Or that auntie. Come on, mom. We can do it. So the question now is, can single mother raise millions? They're already doing it. The question can be easily answered. We have to understand that when that responsibility is put on you as a single mother, you're taking on the role of the pillar from both sides. I heard this from many mothers. Say, I'm his father and his mother. I'm doing dual role because I don't have no help. His father is truly absent from my home and his home, but present in somebody else's home. Truly, we have to stop doing that, brothers. Truly, we have to make sure that we still play a responsible part in the raising of that boy. So the question is, can a single mother raise a man? And truly, truly, it's occurring now. It's happening every day. See, we got to understand, along with letting your child see his own heroes and role models, See, that's where the part about the role model being a grown man, when they see those individuals who are modeling what a grown man is or a mature man. See, no, you can't take your hands off. You have to keep your hands off. See, I've heard this too many times. Many people say, well, you mean if they had no father around, father didn't get them when they get 14. I keep saying there's a lot being lost when they turn 14. And I want you to keep that in mind from the day of conception up until the time they're 14. They have developed their own personality. And if you don't have a role model or father figure to help him understand what a man does, then you're going to have a major problem with trying to change what he's trying to do. What I'm saying is, that pillar, which is the mother, she's going to set the stage for this. But to wait to 14, that's too late for a man to toy a father figure to step in. He should be in a lot earlier. He needs to be there. See, loving 100% of the time. Leading with love. Showing love. Helps lead that young man or that boy into a sense of manhood. He gets it from his mother because his mother's going to love him 100% all the time. She's going to nurture him. She's going to handle the bills. She's going to provide. She's going to do all the things. So she's left with feeling the boy that that father figure should be. But in the meantime, she's not going to be left totally out there by herself, because that father figure can come from the uncle, the grandfather, the older brother, the family friend, others he may encounter and see how he can practice what they're doing. See, that's what we're talking about. So as long as this young man have his own hero, a hero, has the individuals he identifies as his role models, it allows him to still grow and experience the thing that which a father who was there would be giving him. The mom have to give it to him. She's going to get that love to him. She's going to care for him. She's going to make him feel secure. So a woman, or a mother who's a pillar can raise a boy to be a man. That requires support. It requires support that goes along with that. And too many times, we don't know where this support is coming from, because in the truth of the matter, we're not up to date with it. But observe who's within his life. Allow him to feel a partnership with you. Fathers and mothers. He can tell you what works. It'll help you. Let him speak. Listen first and talk second. We ask fathers to that. You show up. And that's why when father figures are outside of the home in regards to uncles, cousins, grandfathers, older brothers, family friends, and the minister, the teacher, the professional, the individual who does a job every day, go to work every day, go to his home, support his sons and daughters, then that's a role model he can see. So let's not push away. Let's put them in a position so they can see him. So you got to remember that whether or not you have a man around to show your son the ropes, your son can grow up to be the emotional, healthy male, just as many boys of single mothers have already done. Just remember that. I talk about so much in my family. My mom comes from a family of 11 children. And my grandfather left to go work many, 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 it's a long time ago, the railroad. And really did never return. So my grandmother and my great-grandma left to raise those 11 children. And they did a heck of a job. So this ain't the first time we see 83% of our parenting done by mothers, single parents. It's been going on a long time. It's been more that's perfected to the point that it's more comfortable, to the point that we have 83% of our mothers in our single parent homes. You all have to do better, my brothers and my sisters. That way our boys can be positive in their future relationships. Our boys can be in healthy relationships because they're healthy. If you're toxic, you're still going through the healing process, and it's hard to get in a healthy relationship when you're not fully healed. We want you to begin to be a part of the show by calling in 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you online. You get a chance to chat with Dr. Lowe. I will call the last 4 digits down, ask for your location, and ask you to just jump in with your thoughts on it, your comments. So you can be able to give a shout-out to Mighty Brown, who's joined us. We're going to give a wave to Miami Brown. Thank you for taking the opportunity to come to me today, Alan. All right, next topic we want to truly focus on is we talk about whether a single mother can raise a man. We want to talk about how can a single mother raise a boy child. Then we got to understand. You got to be able to trust yourself and trust him. See, that single mother got to trust herself and trust him. See, the pressure of raising a boy into a man can overwhelm that individual, especially in light of the external pressure and message they receive from society. Society, just because they're growing up in a single parent home, they figure they're not going to be able to function in the academic setting. They're going to be behavioral problems there because they said it, what effect it would be. That don't mean it's always that way. Truly, you have to realize a lot of our professional individuals, people who we say made and strive to the level they want to strive to, and now role models themselves come from single-parent home lead by a pillar, which is their mother. The next thing, that person has to develop a single mother to make sure it is. There's no tough love. Don't be afraid to let him into your world. You have to be a partner with your sons, or a partner with your children. You have to listen first, talk second. Discipline with love and with a lesson. Children should learn, even though it's discipline. They should learn something from it because it's an experience for them. They can learn the right and the wrong. And also, the choice that I made will allow me to think about what solutions so that won't happen anymore. Ask questions and keep asking them. That's what a single asks your sons over and over again. Ask them questions. Constantly have a time when you all can talk and dialogue. Same thing a father would have to do. Talk with your children. But listen first and talk second. Don't badmouth their father, single mothers. They may not be up to par. But in your communication with your son, if there's a need to have a discussion about it and why you're not on a deal with it. The children already have questions. They already want to know why he's not around. And then when he do come around, he comes at 11 and 12 and late at night and really in the morning, for what reason? He can't come and see a child. A child asleep. Why should you have questions? Why he's supposed to pick me up on 6 o'clock on Friday and he don't show up to 1 o'clock? These are the kind of questions you have to. You don't badmouth why he's doing it, because he ought to be able to explain himself. And hopefully he do that when he do eventually pick up the son and the daughter. But don't badmouth his father. It will be a sense of resentment, because sometimes our boys, and most of the time, really want to make their father proud. And they have. That's another thing to deal with, that is in a negative way. Establish respect. Make sure you establish respect. The respect, truly, is not something that's automatically. You have to work for it. You have to respect yourself first. And once you do that, it's easy to respect everybody else around you. Truly, you have to do it. How do I raise a good man? I mean, how do you as an individual raise a good man? So I mean, raising your son to be a good man. This is something mothers, it's part of the so-called raising a good man. It's a guide to raising a good man. These are some things that mothers can do. Because we talk about mothers being the pillars, to prepare our boys for fatherhood. I didn't say manhood. I said fatherhood. Let's keep that in mind. Promote kindness and empathy. Teach them to be kind. Model kindness. Model empathy. Let them know words matter. As an adult, you know how devastating words can be. You have to be careful what you say. Words does hurt, especially with our children, especially with our boys. That's why we said earlier, don't badmouth his father. Even though it didn't work out with y'all, just don't do that, because what it does is set up something inside of him. Those words stick to him the rest of his life. Build up self-worth, self-confidence, self-motivation. That is truly, truly a part. That's why I say the things that a father figure will and should do, or his father should do, the mother as a pillar has the same responsibility. To build up self-worth. Emphasize family ties. Making sure it does family ties, because children need to know who they're tied to. Give the right feedback for the right age now. Keep that in mind, I'm going to repeat that one. Give the right feedback for the right age. Foster independence. Talk about how independent you can be on this project. Put them in a position where they can be independent. Is it giving them a chore and assign that chore and allow them to be independent in doing it? And when they need help, you ask you for help. Help them. Stay busy. Truly, truly, let them understand that work makes a man. Work makes a man or a woman. There's a boy around of work you put in after you've been trained in the right way. It really, really will say a whole lot about what kind of grown man you're going to be. How do boys train to be men? And this is so important. I'm going to give you a short list right here. First of all, be an example. It's still worth the effort. Open the car door. Open the door, going entry doors. Slide in the chair back. Be the protector. If you're walking somewhere, always men, you always get on the outside. You training that boy, this is where you should be. You are in the role of protector. We have to make sure we always be respectful. We're talking about putting the effort in to be the best general, but also the effort to be respectful at all times. Take responsibility. We have to teach our boys to take responsibility for your action. Every action have a reaction. Don't be afraid to talk with them. They're still your partner, meaning you're in a partnership with your children. Always listen first, talk second. Leave the screaming, shout, and holler. But listen to what they're saying. Always tell parents that call me and tell me the child has done something in school, I'm going to come up there, I'm going to do all this to them. I said, first of all, come up and are you going to get him and find out what happened from him. Not saying other, sometimes adults are some things to put it, everything is put into a position, they might put it in there, it's comfortable for them. There's always two sides to a story. And just remember that he's responsible. He will take responsibility when you allow him to talk about it or hurt him. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. That's one thing we have to understand. To love, you have to be better to be vulnerable. And if you're going to love your child 100%, all the time, you got to be vulnerable. And still hold on to that theory of the chaos. And I call it truly, truly being firm, but be fair to them. Every now and then, allow a sense of humor to come in and be funny. It's okay. And finally, actually being a man is more important than talking like one. It's because your voice is weak. Don't say that you're there where you need to be. You need to work. We have a lot of males that are running around afraid of fatherhood, even though we have produced a seed that allow a child to come into this world, but they're afraid of fatherhood. And enough of the grown males. We see a grown man. A grown man. Not only just talk, he actually put it in, the work in, put the effort in. Said earlier, my dad always told me, no matter what work you do, son, really show what kind of man you are. No matter what work you put in, meaning the effort you put in to achieve that goal, will show you what kind of man you are, or the man you will be. However you want to say it. So always believe that it's because you have the body, have the tools, have the age, it truly, truly don't make you a grown man. It makes you a grown male, an oversized boy. So you're going to run from fatherhood, but you're going to be the main one who wants to be a part of creating life. We have to watch who we deal with. These kind of conversations we have to have. In the beginning. And last, truly, last but least, we're going to pull some things out that some harsh truths about raising boys. And these are the things our mothers are dealing with, as well as some fathers when they're both parents in the home and not an absent father, because you're included. You ain't excluded. Missing fathers, whatever it may be. These are hard truths about raising boys that every father should understand, because you know what? Our mothers already understand. And that is, boys cry. Yeah, be told that's totally okay. They pout, they whine. They go cry. Men cry. When I see them cry. But they cry. But it's okay. That's part of the emotional part that we have to strengthen and mature from. A boy's future depends on what dads say about the world. We said, so you got to be careful what you say to children, especially when father's talking to boys. Father figures, be careful because they're soaking everything you're saying in. They're trying to find out exactly what's really wrong. So they're feeling you and observing you. So make sure you be very, very careful what you say. Words can be detrimental sometimes to people. But whatever comes out of his mouth, he can't take it back. So be very careful. No, dad needs to be, or needs to calm down. Dad needs to calm down. About winning, some fathers get crazy. How young folks off the chain, whatever it is. You got to understand, you are winning and learning something. As well as when you're learning something about yourself. A lot of times the people use a team effort around you. So you can't put all that, oh, you should have done that, screaming, you can't do it. The game of life is not always about winning. It's about learning to deal with situations that allow you to be successful. Boys are naturally attracted to guns, whether you like it or not. You see, I remember that. Of a lot of guns being flown around, either you're a smaller populated areas, a lot of shootings that occurred throughout this country, and if you look at the stats, probably 90% is males. So that attraction those boys had toward a gun, they became adult when they could buy one. They possess one. And you have to understand that. So if you know that, you have to talk about it. Can't be afraid to do that. Fathers need to support not only when they get their professional contract, support and protect their sons all the time. Boys are more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity. See, because they get excited. Boys is really excited, with efficiency now. But don't let it claim that person. Allow that young man to understand his energy level. Listen first and talk second. That's the way you deal with that right there. Father should be helping with homework. Help. That's major. That's why I say getting him on 2 weekends out of a month. It may relieve and doing what you're supposed to do because that minimum narrative was given to you by the court. But having him with homework on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is important. Or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is important. You ought to say, if you're coming to me on the weekend, I'll pick up at 6 o'clock first. I ask his mom and ask his son, you got it at homework? The first thing I'm going to tell you, though, you don't give homework on weekends, but that's not true. You can take time to practice to the children, but they went through the week. So I mean, you got to be kept up to date or want to be kept up to date. Boys and dads should talk about emotional. Here we go, talking. Going back to effective communication, that's what we're talking about. We want you to continue to be a part of our show and be a part of our radio station. We have a couple of things going on, raffles. We have three raffles coming up on July the 15th. We're raffling up 2 adult bikes. And then we are asking you to get your Cash App, your PayPal, your Venmo, your Apple Pay, or any transactional mode vehicle that you use to do transactions and receive money, as well as you give money to who you choose to give it to. so you'll be allowed an opportunity with you sow the seed in your life. But also put that in our wrap from 2 bites on July the 15th. And on August 1st, we got a 4-day, 3-night trip that we're going to pay for in regards to the hotel and the tax on that, those 3 nights or 4 days. And to the sunny beaches of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or Gatlinburg, Tennessee, whatever you choose. I'm going to go up to the mountain, that's fine. We're going to take care of that. We're going to take care of the hotel and the tax. You can take care of your truly, truly. Take care of your meals and your travel. We're going to give a shout out to one of our first two raffles for the 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. We'll take care of the hotel as well as the tax. You got to travel and the meals. May the 31st, our first winner was Tara Beacon. And June 30th, that was Jay Moody. Thank you both of and all of y'all for participating, but they go back in the pot as well. We want to shake it up and see, but make sure you get that Cash App in or get in your PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, or whatever kind of mode of transaction you use. Give it to them. We just want to make sure we put it in the pot. And then we want to sow a seed in your life. We want to truly do that, so make sure you give that to us. We truly, truly want to thank you for just your support. Now, if you're not on Facebook or Instagram, where you can use a DM on Facebook or a message on Instagram, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can email me our radio station with that Cash App or whatever form of transaction mode you use. WVSW, Internet Talk Radio with the number 22 at gmail.com. That's WVSW. Internet Talk Radio 22@gmail.com. Or you can email LorenzaBSmith15@gmail.com. Or you can call or text that to the radio station. The number is 334-467-7261. We look forward to getting your names in here. We're gonna wrap off those bites on July 15th and come back with the trip on August the 1st. And then in all October, November, and December, we will be raffling and giving away quite a few door prizes and quite a few prizes as we move around to make sure we give everybody an opportunity to have a seed sown in life. It's been awesome. We'll tell you. We just want to share some things. And the title of our show today, It Doesn't Take a Man to Raise Up a Boy for Man, Fatherhood. I said for fatherhood. I said for manhood. I said fatherhood. And we want to make sure we share some things with you. You understand the mother is the pillar. She had to serve as that figure in that boy's life, the provider, the protector, the responsible one, the one that gives security, the one that disciplines, the one gives 100% of love all the time. She has to do that. You were asking the father to join in. It was a partner when you made him. Now we need your partner to raise him. And that's what it's all about. It's been awesome being here today at this noonish hour. We're going to come back on Monday, which is Talking Radio to You. We're going to do back-to-back Mondays on Talking Radio to You because of the holiday. And we're going to share some awesome thoughts about just playing on life issues. That's 7:30 on Monday night. That's 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then we'll come back on Tuesday like we do our 1 o'clock show, the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, on Tuesday and Thursday at 1 o'clock. Then on Tuesday night, we'll have the Dr. Lowe's Show, with the Real Relationship Talk Show, without filters. Thursday, we have the Love Cafe, the Love Talk Show that soothes your appetite. We said awesome being here today. We're going to close it out now. I want to thank each and every one of y'all for taking time. Again, a shout-out to Miami Brown. Thank you for jumping in and many others that was joining us. Thank you so much. We have numbers on the board. We just really, truly, truly can't give you exactly who they are. But we thank you for taking time. It's a blessing to have you. Just remember that we truly, truly love you now. But we want you to tell your family members that you love them as well. If you can't do it virtual, do it face-to-face and then vice versa. Give them a hug. If you can't do it face-to-face, do it virtual. And then we also want to share with you, it's all about the three L's. That's live, learn, and love. That's what it's all about. Hashtag be responsible, or just hashtag responsible. Hashtag one life matter. Hashtag communicate for understanding. We talked about effective communication today. Hashtag keep on grinding. We're talking about putting the work in, the effort in. And then we truly, truly like to give this hashtag, MID, WID, make you do what you do. And last but not least, hashtag mindset. Again, check us out on Monday. I'll make sure at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking with you. I'm the host, Dr. Lorenzo Neesmith, and we have many co-hosts that join us. So check us out on Monday. We'll be on Facebook, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio. Have an awesome rest of the day. And as we close it out, I just want to say this to you. Play just a tidbit of music here. We do not own the rights to it. But truly, truly, we want you to know. We love you, and ain't a thing to do.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer,
I'm so back alone.
Your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria.